I'm sipping.
This is Sipping with Sammy. I am Mr. Fly Shit, only the one and only Sipping with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool Rug. If you ain't sipping with Sammy, you ain't sipping right. Please get your fucking life together.
Damn Sammy, you damn Sammy.
Yup! What's up with y'all? Happy Thursday, happy hour, all that flyness. Hope everything's good with y'all. Hopefully you already like, commented, and subscribed. Share, please. We appreciate that. Real quick, I'm going to pay these bills. This is Sipping with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool Rug, here with Rich Jules, the official sponsor of the Sipping with Sammy podcast. Tap in with Rich Jules, male or female jewelry, black-owned, small business. Tap in with Rich Jules, Sipping with Sammy approves. Shout out to Rich Jules. And today, as usual, is another goodie, man. Pretty excited about this one. I got a lot of different kind of emotions about interviewing this guy, just because of what he represents. Y'all see it on him. But introduce yourself to my people, please.
What's going on, y'all? This is Benji Jones from Rock the Mic Podcast.
Benji Jones, let's give him a round of applause.
Appreciate you. Good looking, Sammy, on inviting me on your platform. I appreciate you, brother.
No problem,
it's very,
man.
Very, very a pleasure to meet you, bro.
Absolutely. Let's shout out April.
Shout out April.
You know
that's
what I'm
my
saying?
Sister.
Salute
shout
April
out April.
Facts.
And subscribe to April J Facts podcast.
Absolutely.
On YouTube.
I had did her pod, and you walked in towards the end of us on
right,
rapping.
Right, right.
And I met you there, and good people who introduced you to good people. Man, that's why you gotta go outside.
Yeah,
man. That's why you gotta go support.
It's networking,
people,
and it was the energy, because you can meet people, and it can go bad.
Absolutely.
So the conversations we had before the end of your interview and before my interview, it was good energy,
word,
especially
word,
with the other sisters there too.
Absolutely, they was
and
dope. They was
yeah,
dope.
So it was only a matter of time, because you know the city is small. I knew I had to come and honor your podcast.
Nah, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. I was actually excited that you reached out. He hit me with all the formalities, because he's a professional and a gentleman. And I'm like, homie, I remember you now.
I'm gonna give this man the same respect that I'm gonna give Joe Rogan.
I heard that.
Or Shannon Sharp or somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we're all equal. We are men, we're all women, we all bleed.
Absolutely.
So I'm gonna give you that same respect. Like,
and I appreciate that.
You know what I mean?
And you get further in life that way, man.
Right.
You get further in life. People notice that.
And it's a professional way, because people look at me in a manner that I carry myself, and I take pride on that. I don't have $1 million yet. I don't have $500,000 yet. All I got is my word and how I carry myself. So until I get rich, I'm still had that, but until I get rich, I gotta carry myself and keep my word with honor. Respectfully.
And I like to keep people on their toes. Of course, I got the hair, I got the tattoos and all that. But when I show up, I'm coming to work.
Exactly.
What we doing?
Exactly.
I'll wait till you ready.
You're more than hair and tattoos. When you,
absolutely.
When you speak, you know that this guy knows what he's talking about. So.
And that's important to me. It's always, you know, I want to represent myself physically how I represent myself.
Right.
But knowing that the perception that people have of you, it's always on you to be bettering yourself no matter what you look like.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So you can have those conversations and break those ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ceilings that we don't know we denying ourselves.
Right, right. And the opportunities out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Rock the Mic stands for, recognizing opportunities creatively through honest, economical methods and change.
I like it.
Just take advantage of opportunities. Opportunities out there. This thing, you know, you heard of it. It's called the internet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People use it the way they use it, but other than the liquor or the gold rush, this is the new way to get at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're doing, I don't care if you're selling barrettes on 52nd and Market.
Mm-hmm.
Be the best barrette seller on that stand and be the swaggiest, and then go on every platform and tell people how great you are, respectfully.
Absolutely. My man always used to use the barrette thing, right?
Right.
And it was crazy because he was in the streets. And one day he pulled up in a minivan full of barrettes, I swear. Like,
hustle.
I'm talking about seats of barrettes.
Right.
He like, no, I'm on it.
Right.
And I'm like, no, you real with that, because,
right,
you know, it's action.
Respect the hustle, because that same man could have been out here terrorizing the community. Like, we all have mothers. We all have sisters. We all have daughters.
Mm-hmm.
We all have nieces, cousins, females,
mm-hmm,
children.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, and the city we live in now is It's pretty bad.
It's deep out here, man.
It's crazy. Actually, I was just in City Hall talking to the assistant DA, a bunch of city council people, just talking about the murders. Mm-hmm. And that show you how far I come also.
Absolutely.
Yeah, city citation and everything, recognized by the city for my good deeds around the city. Not that I need to be recognized. I didn't do it to be recognized. It just feel good to, you know, be acknowledged by people that look at me and may be terrified.
Absolutely. And I mean, we never know what they see until they acknowledge in certain
exactly.
ways.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I've gotten awards and I was like, oh, that's what y'all think of me. That's kind of fly.
Right.
I appreciate
right.
that.
It's flattering.
And I'm going to work hard to make sure I embody and exemplify that
exactly.
even more so.
Exactly. And I am a man and I have a huge, huge ego. And it was was a flattering day for me and for my family because I was in City Hall and I wasn't in trouble.
Right. Right.
You know, and for me to be talking to the assistant DA mm-hmm. and how far I came, it was pretty. My mom, that was the proudest moment. My mom,
why?
Like, cause she support me with everything I do, mm-hmm. but she don't understand it.
Right.
As long as
right.
I'm happy,
right.
and I'm successful and I'm out of jail and I'm alive, she said, "Go ahead." But me getting honored by City Hall and she saying I'm...
That's tangible.
Right.
She know what that means.
That was something I can give to her.
Yeah. And the thing is, what we do, especially in front of these cameras, they don't know what angle that leads to. They don't right. know that can get you to City Hall. They don't know that the relationships right. that we build, networking and going on each right. other's platforms and saying, oh, where y'all going to be at? Oh, I'm
exactly.
pulling up. I'm going to go get some elbow grease with y'all.
Exactly.
They don't know that we have those opportunities because we networking and
we
shucking and jiving.
And it started from Sister Talia in City of Dreams.
Sister Talia.
I met up with her. Shout out Cartier next up. Mm-hmm. He had a showcase and I met everybody up there and I bonded with Sister Talia. I told her my story and everything. Told her everything I was doing, and she did her research. Because one thing I do is I keep digital receipts.
Absolutely.
So if you don't believe me, just Google it.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody use Google for their dictionary anyway, so Google it, and mm-hmm. it's right there. The same thing I'm telling you. So the facts was right there, and we developed a relationship, and she seen me in action, and she seen I'm all about business and everything. So she recommended me to meet a couple councilmen and everything, and next thing you know, I'm being recognized by the city of Philadelphia, which is
that's a
huge honor.
Shout out to Sister Talia, man.
And it opened doors for me to work hand in hand with the mayor's office. I was supposed to be meeting with them early June. Shout out to our new mayor, which is the first female mayor of Philadelphia. Shout out Mayor Parker, Madam Mayor. Mm-hmm. I look forward to working with everybody in the office and
dope. I'm glad that you're excited about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't know I was going. This is what Allah wanted me to do.
Absolutely.
Starting a podcast and just being 100% serious about what I'm doing and treating it with honor and respect,
mm-hmm.
carrying myself in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
is leading me into places that I didn't know that, you know, I was supposed to do, but I was meant to do.
You preaching to the choir over here, bro, because, you know, I hopped on there to help somebody else out.
Right.
Next thing I know, I had 3 shows and wound up starting my platform within a little bit of time.
Right.
But the network was growing and the access was growing and the awareness of what other people had going on was growing and I was able to interject myself where it made sense at.
And now you have a media empire.
Heard that.
Congratulations, brother.
Appreciate you for that.
Congratulations.
Appreciate you for that. Now, you talk about the Rock the Mic podcast.
Talk about it.
And you say it's purposeful. Where does it start at? What was the idea? When did you execute?
It was basically like a 2-year process.
Mm-hmm.
It started out as an idea, excuse me.
Absolutely.
Shout out to my co-host, because it's not just me. Leek don't speak much. He's the A&R estate property. Twin. She is the official twin sister of Emilio Sparks. We all know who Emilio Sparks is.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all from West Philly, but different parts of West Philly.
Right.
Me and Leek went to high school together, University City High School, and mm-hmm. we was in high school around the time of the golden era of Philadelphia, I'm going to say, when State Property was on fire. And around the era of State Property and D-Block, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So you had some people that liked it, Jadakiss. You had some people like Beanie Siegel.
Right.
We would. obviously we was team Beanie Sigel. Shout out to Jadakiss though, one of the greatest rappers of all time.
Love Kiss, but I was on Bean's team too. Yeah, I'm around with the prop in the Philly.
Exactly. And off topic, Beans is the only person that went against Jadakiss and didn't get embarrassed. Like, shout out to that.
That is a stat.
We get to that later, but back to the story. Right. Yeah, me and Leek, it was a big thing. Paul, excuse my language. It was a huge debate in high school. Who's better, Jadakiss, Beanie Sigel? Mm-hmm. And we just took that a couple years later and made it make sense into a podcast. Mm-hmm. Me and, after we graduated from high school, me and Leek went our separate ways and everything, but West Philly's so small, so we'll meet up at parties or out in the street doing our thing and everything, mm-hmm. and catch up and everything. But he got real cool with State Property. Mm-hmm. And he started being in studio sessions, and that's how he became the A&R State Property.
Dope.
So he started a State Property page, and it started popping. Shout out to Leek. Like, he's,
because the love is there.
He's vicious State Property boy. Anything, he know more about State Property than State Property. Like, real rap. So we was talking one day, and I'm like, yo, we gotta link up and do something, but it gotta make sense. I don't know what we gonna do yet, but it gotta make sense. So it's no rush. You know, everything that supposed to happen is gonna happen. It's right. In God's hands. So you just gotta wait your turn. And one day it clicked. I'm like, we should just do a podcast, but do it in a form of like a first take undisputed. Like, it really, remember when Shannon Sharp and Skip went through that thing? And I'm like, yo, imagine we do a debate podcast just like that, but respectfully. Like, men, we're not gonna disrespect each other and get to blues and everything, but we will talk about what we passionate at, which is Rockefeller. And I thought about it. I'm like, I need to be more organized. And I'm big on female empowerment. So I'm like, two dudes talking. I'm like, that's good, but we need
the moderator.
Right. That's where Twin came in. A lot of people don't know Emilio Sparks is a twin.
I knew, but I knew.
Yeah. You got, if you know, you know.
Yeah, people that knew him.
Exactly. Right. A lot of people from outside the city. Right. So she has her own story to tell in her own right.
Absolutely.
Like, she's also his manager, his booking agent. She's also a successful party promoter. She got Blue Book down West Philly on lock every Saturday.
Dope.
And she's successful in her own right, and she's coming out to the world to tell her story.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, so it all made sense. I didn't want to make it about me, because who am I just to come out with a Rockefeller podcast? You get what I'm saying?
Nigga, you see, I said I had mixed emotions.
You know what I'm saying? So
I wasn't adding, know who Don Judah goes adding, child.
Adding Leek to the mix, adding Twin to the mix.
That's official. That's official.
It validates it. It's still work to be done though. Hear me out.
I'm listening.
So, we still got to make it make sense.
Right.
Now we have a cast. We got to make it make sense. So, what are we going to talk about? Just Rockefeller stuff? That's the past. But it's a whole, if you really look at it, if you're a real true Rockefeller fan, they run the entertainment game. Anybody that came out of that Rockefeller building is probably a vice president or a president somewhere at Atlantic, absolutely, Universal, Interscope, I don't know. And that's absolutely just music. Fashion, movies, TV, they spawned a lot of careers, not just rap, not just in front of the camera, behind the camera. There's a lot of A&Rs.
One of the few female billionaires came out that camp.
So, make it make sense. We talk about the past, but also honor the present.
Right.
So a lot of career span. It's a lot of, like, Philly is State Property babies, technically. But what made Rockefeller so popular, what made Jay-Z a made man in the city, is those seven characters that he helped, him and Dame Dash, become superstars. Because, in our opinion, that's when the Philly DVD wave. Because we seen those brothers do it at a high level, rapping with Jay-Z, having clothing lines, and doing everything they did. We said we could do it too. Then people start getting cameras and figuring it out. The talent was always here. It just wasn't the resources.
Yeah, and it's funny because you could always find a bunch of rappers, but if one motherfucker had a camera, that footage was gold.
Gold.
Gold, because everybody was there.
Gold.
Yeah.
Because it started out with Big Star. Shout out to Big Star.
Shout out.
But he wasn't really from the city.
Them was VHS tapes. I owned them.
He wasn't really from the city. Once the hit, once Young Bob,
mm-hmm.
Headshots, Touch Money,
mm-hmm.
Rap.
Shout out Nah.
And that shout out Nah, West Philly. a lot of careers. Like look at Meek. Shout out to Meek.
Absolutely.
Joey J. Head. I still say Joey J. Head.
I think he was the illest back then. I don't think anybody else's delivery was like his. I used to watch Joey transition from verse to verse to verse like 5 times, and it'd be flawless, and nobody would be none the wiser. I'm like, bro, this a whole nother verse.
He had it. Like, pause. He still got it. Like, shout out to Hattie. Like,
yeah,
he's charismatic, and he the way he put words together and the way he made simple words mean something.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It takes a special person to do that, so shout out to Hattie. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the whole Philly.
But it was Hattie and Vodka for me as far as style and creativity. It was that 1,000 Proof mixtape that was like an album.
Right.
And it was the shit Hattie used to do in freestyles. And he used to just be like, yo, this is... Because Vodka was doing it too.
Yeah, shout out to Vodka. Vodka, another one.
Shout out Cool.
Shout out Vodka. Shout out Sheik Raw. Reed Dollars. Actually, Reed Dollars did a 40 for 40 for me. That's coming out in the summertime. Yo, shout out to Reed. Back to the podcast.
Yeah.
So, started linking with... former Rockefeller employees, like hearing stories, like positive stories. No, negative, disgruntled stories.
Right.
Yeah. But just the stories that you wouldn't hear, that you wouldn't read in the magazine back in the Source,
mm-hmm.
Or the XXL and everything. And it really was a machine. Like, pain in the ass, mm-hmm. pause. Mm-hmm. If you really know who he is, he's the first voice you hear. When Reasonable Doubt come on,
yep.
You don't hear Jay-Z voice. When mm-hmm. Reasonable Doubt, you hear a pain in the ass voice. He officially did our intro, which I wrote for the Rock the Mic podcast. So that shows the respect.
Mm-hmm. It's another stamp,
right? So we got it together. Of course, our first major interview was Emilio Sparks because mm-hmm. we had the cheat code.
Which I know that was fun.
Definitely. But we had to make it make sense because you know it's Sparks, so he wasn't just gonna co-sign it just because his sister went there. Once he seen the first episode, he like, Then it started rolling. Oskino came and, yeah. They probably got a complicated relationship, but they all respect each other, though.
They Philly niggas, man.
Yeah, it's Philly. I mean, it's all love. They all brothers and everything,
yep.
But, you know, it's Philly niggas.
Yeah. So. You see how everybody show up when there's something real that go on. They don't pull together. So.
Oh, shout out to Beans. We just came off to off his 50th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
He sold out the Met, 4,000 seats.
Yeah,
no violence too. This is what I really want to promote on the air with your blessing on your plot on your platform. 4,000 people was in the middle of Broad Street.
Mm-hmm.
No fights. Nobody got shot.
Mm-mm.
No arguments.
This in Philly. Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Zone 7. Everybody at Zone 7, because they put the whole event together. I helped promote it and everything. But nobody was hurt. And Bean sold out the Met on his 50th birthday. 4,000 people.
Congratulations for a successful event. I didn't know you helped promote that. Congratulations,
right.
Bro.
Good look. It was Zone 7 event, but
yeah.
we came in on the back end. And
no big eyes and little U's. No big eyes and little U's.
But the biggest win is nobody was shot or hurt. It wasn't even no arguments. Probably some weed smoke in the air, but that's normal. It's legal now.
Yeah.
But, you know, no arguments, no nothing. And at a Beanie Siegel concert.
Mm-hmm. Which means the hood was in there.
Exactly. So
was that a point of contention for y'all? Was that a thing that made it like, this might get crazy? Were you ever anxious about that point? That it might get crazy?
What you mean?
That it might get violent at some point because of the temperature of the city right now?
To tell you the truth, on a calm, I never thought about it.
Dope.
Of course, like, we in Philly, so...
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can't come in the Met. The Met is one of the biggest venues in Philadelphia. You can't come in the Met with your strap.
Right.
Of course, I had what I had in my car, and I'm licensed, so I don't want to sound like a criminal and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But at no point in time, I ain't feel threatened. Like, as soon as you step to the venue, everybody, you felt the energy.
Yeah, I just really meant leading up, because I know once you in the vibe, we all,
right.
Lit, we good.
But
we
even outside the event, it was cold. It was cold as hell out there.
Yeah.
But people was amped. Like you heard the truth. You heard somebody playing the Becoming. You heard somebody playing the
Public
Best of Being.
Enemy of the State.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then we ran into Sparks outside. Like it was a party outside. Then it was a party in the lobby. Then to go in the actual venue, it, like, it was all love and no, like, again, I'm a stress, no arguments, no fights, no gunshots.
I heard that.
Amazing. In the middle of Broad Street.
I seen Sparks pull up back in the day in a minivan with the wood panels on the side, bro.
Sparks an interesting character.
Wow, they like, was lit.
Amazing actor.
So like, who car did you borrow?
Amazing actor.
No, he bodied shit, bro.
Yeah.
From the movie to even the video. When he, I just want to, yo, he's right. a personality and right, character. Right, and right. his mixtape was all that.
Right. Shout out to Sparks, West Philly. Shout out to the whole prop.
Talk about his joint, man.
Shout out to the whole prop.
Night. But yeah. So now I got a little more clarity. Because me, I'm a Rock fan. I'm a Rock damn near stand at that point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I was humble enough. I'm running around telling niggas, man, Hov my uncle. Knowing that they know I don't know him. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like, I learned so much about not being regular from listening to him.
I learned business just
being young and listening to Reasonable Doubt. When it came out, it was like, oh, this ain't a pack boy talking. This ain't a runner talking. This a boss.
Right.
It changes your mentality if you buy into it.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to some of them lines and you ingest them, some of the reading, you know what I mean, a novel or watching certain movies, you're going to take something away. But if you apply it to you, if you have the confidence to apply it to yourself.
Right. If you decode it the right way, it's really some gems in. Yeah.
It's
really some gems in there.
I feel like I learned so much from him, and I felt like after a while I was thinking on his wavelength, but not emulating him.
Okay, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Because you still got to be you.
Yeah, like I wasn't even in the situations he was in.
Right.
But I also didn't want to be around crumb shit. You know what I mean?
Like, carry yourself in a certain manner.
If I couldn't be in a certain position, I didn't want nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
If it don't make sense, why involve yourself?
Why? Just to be a part of what?
Right. And you are the brand. So whatever you do is respect.
Before I understood the brand part, but yeah.
Right.
Basically, I knew that I like I said, as a elementary, middle school, I was super insecure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I just was like, this shit is stressing me out. Fuck it. Fuck everybody. I'm going to do me. And ever since then, people was worried about what the fuck I had going on. So I knew I had something. I just didn't know brand. Right, you know what I mean? I knew that, oh, shit, when you stop worrying, motherfuckers still try. All right, cool. Just do that and see where that take you. And it's safer that way. You know what I'm saying? No gangs coming.
You can't lose being you.
Right. Everybody else taken. Everybody else taken. And I'm a little weird, so.
I
say weird positively.
Right.
Average is the
same. Because everybody is weird because everybody is not the same. Even identical twins. God made, whatever supreme being you believe in, made everybody
unique.
Different. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to us to tap into whatever he borders on in this world for. So.
And that's the thing. I love my bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I think it actually makes me dope because there's balance there.
Right.
There's balance there. As intelligent as you want to be, you also got to find a way to release. As much as you take in knowledge, you also got to find a way to sweat and shake that shit off.
Right.
You know what I mean? It gets tight in here.
Yeah.
Take in a lot.
Yeah. The world is a difficult place.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be harsh. It can be nasty. It can be cruel. And we men, and we black men at that. So.
Absolutely.
So it can get crazy, and we always have to be the strong person.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're leaders. I strongly believe we was put in this world for two
specific purposes?
Protect and provide.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God gave us the free will to have our own ambitious goals.
Absolutely.
Which we entitled to. You may want to be a millionaire, you may want to own the whole world, which you're entitled to.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there for you to get. But the main goal for me and you, we all have families. Protect, provide. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I like it. But now, starting a platform,
mm-hmm.
Rock the mic.
Right.
You bringing in folks that's attached, which is good because trust me, in a city like this,
you need validation. Hey,
with the prop?
Trust
and
me.
The rock?
Trust me, with my ego. I had to do it right. And I keep saying me.
Yeah.
It wasn't just me. It's a whole team. I'm just right here now.
No. But
we got it right and co-signed by the prop, co-signed by Dame Dash,
mm-hmm.
co-signed by the Source Magazine.
Because you got to see who's on your Rock, face right now.
Co-signed by Rock Nation Sports. And it's a blessing. But it's still a lot more work to be done.
But like, what does that provide? Like, the idea is the idea, but you said at the beginning that, like, all right, once you start doing stuff, you start realizing the octopus limbs right. that come from that.
So it started as a podcast, but mm-hmm. it's much more as a podcast. Mm-hmm. So now we're talking about apps. Mm-hmm.
Big business.
And the podcast is our sports center, but it's not called Sports Center; it's called ESPN. Mm-hmm. Saying you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's still a process. We gotta build the podcast up first. We gotta crawl before we walk. But it's a plan. But we gotta follow suit. Like we're only 6 months in. We started in I believe August. So it took on fast.
And y'all started off big.
Right, right.
And
right.
with people that don't talk much.
Right, right, right.
And I mean, Oskino.
Shout out to Oskino.
Actually, might have been one of the most vocal out of everybody at a certain point, but it was a lot of that wasn't the energy that you was trying to get from me. You see what I'm saying? Shout out to O, because if I see O in traffic in the drop top, and I'm like, oh, and he might not recognize me or not, he speak.
O is a cool nigga.
Shout
out to O. O is a real dude. Like the Oskino interview was interesting. It was a fun interview. First of all, he got us in trouble by Wu-Tang fans. Wu-Tang fans are the craziest. Shout out to the Wu-Tang fans,
bro.
He got on it. Like he spoke what he felt. He said take all the
all the members of the prop and the members of the Wu-Tang. He didn't say that.
I'm gonna reiterate what he said. clean it up.
Alright.
Take away the platinum albums and the accolades mm-hmm. of Wu-Tang Clan and Stay Prop mm-hmm. and it's just about the music, like bars mm-hmm. He said Stay Prop, Which I respectfully agree. I know the Wu-Tang Clan is legends. I'm a fan of Ghostface. I thought Ghostface was the greatest rapper for like 3 years straight. But
He had a great run. That 3 years is official that you're talking about. Yeah,
he was Supreme Clientele, yep. Raekwon, yep. Meth, everybody. RZA was a genius. But I really believe, take away all them accolades, they not.
MC for MC, it don't line up. It don't match up.
Beans, Freeway, Chris, Neef, Petey Crack, Owen Sparks, they get busy.
Absolutely.
They get busy.
Absolutely.
And we're not talking about platinum. Like, Ray and them got platinum classic albums. It's not about that.
Different machine, different intro to the exactly. game. Different whole other thing. Exactly. I understand that. Like, if I'm Oskino, I have to take that away from them because I understand the difference between the business and all of that shit. Mm. So, yeah.
But the Wu-Tang fans cleans. Yo, that's the first time I got, like, hate mail and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was fun to read and all that type of stuff. I'm like, they go hard, though. I realized how real Wu-Tang... The Wu-Tang universe is. So we want no problem. Shout out to the son of 215. He got a song called ODB. Yep. We about to shoot a video to that.
Yep.
Like, I want no problem, Wu-Tang fans. Shout out to the son of 215, man. Yo.
Super supportive.
But no, O was busting art traps and like, yo. O,
this is what's crazy, and that's what I was about to say to you. I'd have asked him, like, nigga, how the fuck you just popped up Basquiat, like Picasso, like, bro.
I think he always knew how to paint because he spent a lot of his life in jail.
He
had to, you know, you got a bid. So he just, like in the free world, he didn't sit still long enough to
do it.
Yeah.
I saw somebody vlogging for the West Coast, right? And I ain't gonna say no names. And they was in their crib, bro. And they talking, and then the painting behind them, and they like, oh shit, that's Oskino John. Shout out Oskino. I'm like, yo!
Hustler.
Bro.
Hustling.
Shout out to O.
When I seen him, he bust two art traps in a row.
Why he was with you?
Yeah, I'm like, yo.
Art traps is crazy.
Yo, any move, like, O is 100% legal dude now, but he still moves like he's in the streets.
Yep.
That's why I said art traps. I'm like, yo, shout out to O.
O could have been a Harlem nigga.
he fucked with Dame Dash heavy.
And Dame always respected him. Dame said he never asked for nothing.
They got a real personal relationship.
Dame said every time I see him, he had a different car. He never asked me for shit. I see him uptown on certain blocks I ain't gonna talk about.
Right.
But yeah, niggas was around. Sparks and them was in the bar, you know, regular shit. But it was always a thing of pride mm-hmm. for us. Like, I played AAU when it was major figures and them. You know what I'm saying?
What a time, right?
Right. They used to let us go to practice in the games, blasting that shit.
Shout out to Major Figures, Most Wanted, Eve, Beanie yep. Siegel, yo.
And so by the time I was in college, the prop was on, like, my freshman year. It was going, the album dropped and all of that, right? And it was just like, pride to one, see a group of Philly niggas on the biggest with the biggest click in the game. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That was dope. But everybody was ill and nobody was lying and fronting and being extra. Like the only people, and this is out of Bean's mouth, he said Chris and Neef put a little extras on it. Like he said he told them, and this is from his mouth, I told them, if you already selling bricks, then how does your audience grow with you? So he said they came in a little too rich.
Right.
Right? Cool. But I loved the whole setup. I loved them being the cool niggas at the high school with all the, you know what I mean? I thought that was fly.
Chris and Neef resonated to the Philly DVD era.
Heavy.
The most, because we all around the same age.
Mm-hmm.
And when we seen Chris on the songs with Hov and all that, people realized that we could do it too.
Son ever tell you about when he met Chris?
No. All
right, I'll let him tell you. Ask him about when he met
Chris. Shout out to Son 215.
Ask him about when he met Gunna. Because it's a...
Chris is a genuine dude too. Like, he real
but it's,
good.
It's a tribute to Chris's work ethic. Is how they met. You see what I'm saying? The same shit Gunna tell you, that's how he met Son. But no, like, I just... It's always a sense of pride. And shout out to it's a lot of people we talking about that actually support this platform and your platform. And shout out to all of y'all, because I tell them all the time, like, bro, we used to get nice to y'all. Like, I was working on my yeah.
Right.
With you in the background.
Those
that
guys
means something.
They influence a lot of people, like, into.
I wasn't doing drive-bys to y'all shit. I was getting right. You know what I mean?
To have a podcast years later, even when there's no, like, let's be technical, there's no more Rockefeller Records.
Nope.
Like, but
Rock
have
Nation
a
only.
To have a there's Rock Nation, there's CEO, there's Circle of Success, there's Warehouse Music, but there's no Rockefeller Records.
Like, absolutely.
So to have a podcast based on that and be successful at it and to get blessings from some of the official
people. It's phenomenal.
And
in 6 months.
To show you, like, the honor and respect we carry it with it. Because we not saying we own Rockefeller Records. How dare us? Like,
no. Everybody
know who owns Rockefeller Records.
Right.
This is a podcast honoring their legacy and showing where it's at.
See, I think that what makes it unique and what is going to make y'all greater than you are now is the fact that it would be assumed to be a podcast fan page.
Right.
Y'all not that at all.
Right.
Y'all in support of, with.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a huge difference.
I appreciate that.
No, because, like, I understand what it takes to scheme these things. And
trick the public, because people are not stupid.
No.
Like, you know.
And, like I said, where we at, you can't play them. You from West Philly, bro. You
right.
Run into everybody that you didn't
bro,
know was watching your
I'm,
shit.
Bro, I'm going to tell you, before I did the podcast, if I wasn't so strong, I wouldn't have did it. Because I heard so, like, how dare you? You can't do that. My own people, though. But it's all love, because maybe the idea was too great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these guys are men just like us, and I'm not stealing what they created. I'm honoring it.
Yeah,
putting my twist to it.
Mm-hmm.
Our twist. Shout out to Leak and Twin.
And I think the intentionality of that shows. But go ahead.
And that's gonna prove something there. I want to prove something to the youth. Like, I get it. I'm not here to preach. I know it's real outside. I know you got to carry your joint. You know what I'm saying? But when somebody tell you you can't do something, don't listen to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe they can't do it. But we just said everybody's different. I can't dunk a basketball, but you just say you play AAU.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure you...
Yeah, I was dunking crazy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's be real, people. Like, let's wake up.
No, and I'm going to tell y'all this, to piggyback off of what you said. It's crazy out here. If the route that you run means that you got to take your joint, reach out to one of us or somebody connected to us, and let's figure out if we can't put y'all some places where y'all feel safe to kill some time at.
Exactly.
In a productive way.
Exactly.
He got access. He told y'all. He down City Hall. He could tell them what y'all need. Reach out, man. Tap in. We talk back.
They asking me. I got their ears for the time being. I ain't saying I got them forever, because they may get bored. Like, you know what I'm saying? But they won't, because I'm an interesting person.
I heard that.
But let's take advantage.
Let's figure
people.
Something
like,
out
like,
together.
And I'm not Barack Obama. I'm not...
Not even a politician yet.
Not that, but... If I can hear what's going on with my people in the community and translate it to them,
mm-hmm.
and change can happen, how dare I don't do it?
Yeah, tell me who to consult, even. right. to help me understand more.
Or just connect the dots, because I don't have to be involved. Like, I could just say, so, such and such, this is such and such. Like y'all that. Need to...
I like that.
And I go on, because I have a lot of stuff going on. Like, Rock the Mic changed my life like that.
I like that.
Like, it got real. Mm-hmm. So, but I live for it. Like, this is what I signed up for. I wanted to be in the industry since I was 16 years old. And I ain't going to disclose my age, but I ain't 16 no more.
I know about what age you are based on who was in high school and state property.
So, yeah. So, I'm saying, let's get to it. Let's work and let's stay alive. Let's be positive. Let's honor each other. We don't got to be friends. Let's do business if it's good business. Mm-hmm. But let's live.
Absolutely. I think that, like, even now, you boosting my energy because I know that there's another energy out there with similar intentions. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Those things are refreshing to have another ally, to know that if I got somebody similar to what you said to me earlier, like, I might know some people for you. I might know some people that need you.
It's vice versa. We in the same fight.
Right.
We fighting the same dude. So punch him in the face and I'm gonna
hit him in his gut and you stand behind him and trip him.
And when he fall, we gonna stomp the shit out of him.
Together.
Excuse my language.
Together.
Yeah.
In unison. No, but like, I like that a lot. Now, you said change your life. 6 months. How much could change in 6 months, bro?
Gotta watch what I post. Mm. Gotta watch how I interact out in the streets and everything. Mm-hmm. It's a little different, but I always was conservative. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really a change, but now I'm aware that...
They're aware of you.
Yeah.
I hear the people talk. Yeah. No, but that's dope though, because now your responsibilities shift. Because you I'm telling you, the network and the access is something that I'm sure you can relate to so much, that even you said, like, who would have thought they would care about my opinion? But since they do, you know what I'm saying? And then
take advantage of it.
And then score one for mom. We never want to forget that. Yeah. That's always beautiful.
Exactly.
That's always beautiful. Now, 40 for 40. Explain 40 for 40 to the people, because you said you got one coming.
All right. So 40 for 40 is is basically another entity of Rock the Mic. Mm-hmm. It started as a promotion tool for Rock the Mic. I was going to do a mix. Cause I come from a little music background. So I was going to do a mixtape and promotion for the podcast, basically. Mm-hmm. It was going to be co-ed with women and men. Mm-hmm. So, it got interesting. So, shout out to Hot Shock. That's my sister, artist from West Philly. She was the first woman to go on 40 for 40 as we record. We still recording the album. Mm-hmm. She bodied it. I knew she was going to body it. She's an amazing artist. She bodied it, though. Then I started working with other female artists. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I was aware of the female art wave, but I was ignorant to it.
Okay.
So, I started, like, no disrespect to the men. But these women started out-rapping these men.
I've been telling them this for 10 years.
So I'm like, I'm into doing things that never been done before.
Absolutely.
So I was doing my research. So I'm like, has it ever been a underground all-female mixtape, like, compilation? It might have been. And if it is, feel free to check me on my DM or comments and everything. But until I find if it's true or not, I'm taking ownership of that.
Okay.
So I'm like, let's do an all female mixtape. Mm-hmm. And not just Philly. Nationwide.
Dope.
I got female artists from Milwaukee,
interesting.
Brooklyn, New York, of course Jersey, shout out Mario Lore. Where else? Phoenix, California. I'm talking to shout out Jazzy. She's from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. So the meat and potatoes is in Philly, but it's like spread it out nationwide. So I wanted to make
you got the sauce and the seasoning from everywhere else.
Yeah, and they are rapping. Ain't no that's cute. Mm. They rapping. Mm-hmm. And just doing studio sessions with them, hearing these stories, it touched me in a way that, like, a male artist can't touch me because I'm on, you know, we...
You heard all the same stories.
Yeah. We, like...
Grew up with that nigga.
You sold drugs because your dad wasn't there. You had to help your mom out.
Not going to tell you. They tell it. The girls tell that part that the fellas ain't going to tell. This motherfucker touched me, da-da-da, yeah.
I believe the girls have it harder than us Let me hear me out.
I'm listening.
These ladies are single mothers.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be real. In our community, when you're a single parent, the kid, 9 times out of 10, is with the mother.
Especially in Pennsylvania.
Right. So they still have to raise kids or a kid, get studio time, worry about thirsty niggas in their DMs or MZN.
Or the engineer trying to fuck.
Or the engineer, whoever, the video director, like, whoever. They still got to set up shows. They still got to, like, is the same stuff men do, but twice as time harder because they got people wanting to take advantage of them and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's...
And because they had children. I done met a lot of their children because they got to go to work with them.
Right. So it's a different respect, and I apologize for not even acknowledging that. Like, I'm a man, so I didn't peep it.
I love that.
But being in the sessions and them opening up to me, being comfortable, and it's stuff that we talked about I would never...
No, like, it's not your place, you know, and it's not the purpose.
But these women, these amazing superwomen, became my sisters. And the... Not the sole purpose. Again, I'm a mama's guy. Like, I see my mom and all of them females, especially the single mothers, because I feel ashamed to say, and I'm going to say it on camera, I never asked my mom which did she want to be if she didn't have me. She had me at 16, so. Mm-hmm. And back then, you know, it wasn't like how it is now. Like, if you're a woman and you got to... Like,
you couldn't take online classes and all that shit.
Right. So right. I never asked, did you want to be a nurse? Did you want to be a school teacher? I never, what to this day.
What was her ambitions before taking care of you?
She just got to it. So.
Did you ever ask her since then?
No, I'm a coward, but I will.
I mean, you put it out there, you got to now.
Right.
You got to.
Definitely
now.
Did. Shout out to my mom, yo. She's so proud of me. I look so handsome on your screen, too, by the way.
I mean, shout out to Kay from Fine Productions. That's what she do.
And she's a woman. She's a woman too. Shout out to Kay.
I'm always keep it ugly. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, this platform was built with women.
Right.
There's Kay.
Everything's better with women.
There's Sunny Brick.
Shout out to Sunny Bricks. Everything better with women. It smell better. The energy's different. You know what I'm saying?
Attention to detail is different.
Right. It get done. And again, it smells better. We on our best behavior when women around.
He keeps saying like, it smells better. No, it smells good in here right now. That's what he's saying.
It's a woman in here.
No, but real rap. Like, but back to the concept of 40 for 40.
So it's a spinoff of, again, Jay-Z's 40 40 Club.
Yep.
But it was basically it's supposed to be promotion too for the podcast, and then I realized that these women have a story. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna do an all girls mixtape, and we're gonna tell y'all story, and this would be a platform. I don't have a record label. Mm-hmm. This is not Rockefeller Records or nothing. It's just a platform to help these artists, these female artists, do their thing on their own.
And they include interviews or day in the life. So
interview,
like that.
Everything, kit, everything's coming.
Like that.
Everything. Pause. Excuse my language. Everything's going away.
You were the rock, so I know you got to cover your bases.
Listen. The pause thing, and shout out to Quilly. He said no Diddy, but the pause thing is a Harlem thing.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Philly again.
Mm-hmm.
So we're fucking gentlemen. So we say excuse our language.
Mm.
We're gentlemen.
Pardon me.
My man. See, Philly.
Pardon. You know what's funny? In a club, when you try and slide through people, I say pardon me.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it come out before.
We grown. So it's pardon me. You're not less of a man if you say excuse me or, you know.
Not at all.
You're well-mannered, you know what I'm saying?
I heard that.
This is why we can go in places that, no disrespect, the average person that look like us can't, because we can.
You know how to move and flex.
Exactly.
And I got an outfit for that. I got a lane for that.
Bruh.
It's just suits up.
I was
your
so.
Sweaters up.
Bro, shout out to City Hall and a councilman, but let's be real. We're going to have to do something about y'all appearances, because the baggy Steve Harvey suits, I went in there, spiky shoes, walking on blood, you know what I'm saying? Tight European cut, you know what I mean? I ain't want to wear a tie, because I ain't want to, you know what I mean?
Oh, dick.
I ain't want to do too much, you know what I mean? But I had the Rockefeller pin, you know what I'm saying?
Official.
Rock the mic hat. They didn't make me take my hat off in the building, too. I had to keep it hip hop. I had to do it for the culture.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Fresh Prince, that shit out. I don't know if you remember.
For the culture.
When Fresh Prince used to walk on stage at them big awards with the tuxedo and the Jordans.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that, man. We in there.
But yeah, 40 for 40, man. It's coming out Mother's Day. Shout out to Maya Allure. Shout out to Hot Shock. Shout out to Lady Sparks. Shout out to Magic with Two Eyes. These are my sisters.
I'm excited.
Major artists, man. They are the future of music. Not even the future. I'm not going to just there right now. I can't wait for the world to hear them. They are amazing. And their mothers taking care of business, out repping men. Like, for the past 4 months that I've been recording this album, no men get no play in my car, bro. Like, we're all right. Respectfully.
To that you're excited about.
Respectfully. But these are bars. I'm not, like, in 97, 98, like, shout out to Lil' Kim, she's the GOAT. You can't bang a whole Lil' Kim album because she's saying some crazy stuff that you can't blast in the joint because there's a whole bunch of pauses. These girls, I mean, they still girls. They rap, they feminine. But
shout out
to
Eve. Eve had one skip on
shout
her
out, joint. Shout out to Eve,
she
the
had
GOAT.
One skip on her joint.
Shout out to Eve, the GOAT. It's my dream to get Eve on 40 for 40.
That would be hard. Dope.
That'll be dope. I'm going to speak into this. She don't have to do it. She a billionaire, though. But
you made me not say her. That's crazy. Anyway.
But Eve,
yeah.
Respectfully.
Yeah, well, she
shout out to you, Queen.
She a billionaire now, but she might slide.
Yeah, just for the cause. But I got to make it work. Like, everything has to make sense. If I make it make sense and she see it,
she'll be there.
Hopefully.
She'll be there.
Yeah.
She'll be there.
But it gotta make sense. I was always taught that a great business deal is when both of us walk away happy. If I walk away happy, that's not a good deal. If you walk away happy, that's not a good deal. We both walk away happy, maybe we do business again.
The funny thing is, so many variables after that. But yeah,
right.
That's how it starts.
But with honor, with honor. Like, it's a lot of sneaky stuff, but I'm talking about two gentlemen sitting down.
Yeah.
Two businessmen, but two gentlemen that do business.
I like the gentleman perception better.
We're gentlemen. We're gentlemen. I came to your platform 20 minutes early. You greeted me. You shook my hand. You gave me a beverage. Like, we're gentlemen.
Absolutely. And
we're not animals.
I want to say again, I do appreciate you pulling up, bro. Your energy is great.
I'm going to give you the same respect that I would give Joe Rogan or Shannon Sharp. Like, it's the same energy. Like, and I need you to have the perception of me that Benji Jones, yeah, he good money. So when you see somebody that might benefit me moving up in my career, you can recommend, you have no problem putting your name on the line. Like, Benji Jones,
I already thought of a couple ideas. I see how some things flesh out already, but.
Exactly.
Do you have any CEOs, the sneakers?
Shout out to CEO Glasses. He definitely sent me
those
these.
Those are
joints.
Fly.
Yeah, he definitely sent me these joints. But no, I don't got the sneakers yet. But I'm a support.
I'm a sneakerhead, so I'm
right.
Just curious about
right.
A couple things.
When you get yours,
I'm gonna ask you a couple questions off air.
Right. So he got good reviews. I was looking at the reviews online.
They look good.
They definitely look good.
Great.
Shout out to Jock Clear, a black owned independent sneaker company. They distributing the CEO line.
It doesn't look like he compromised his vision at all. It looks like they look like what they wanted. You know what I mean? Like,
they look official.
And we throwback babies, so they official. I like them a lot.
I like the low top ones better though, because I'm a low top guy.
I seen the highs. I don't know if I seen the lows.
The lows.
I might be late.
To me, the lows are better because I'm a low top guy. I don't really like. If I'm wearing high tops, I'm wearing butters for boots.
When I wear high tops, they usually flashy. Stage pieces.
Especially now we coming into the spring, summertime. It's definitely going to be low top.
So my man is Lowe's. But no, I just was wondering about the comfortability and all of the practicalities
of it.
I'm a nerd about that kind of shit.
You sneaker.
I grew up working in sneaker stores. So like.
So you bull.
Can't nobody sell a sneaker faster than me, nigga. I'm nice. I get your grandma to spend $200. Man, beast.
So shout out to Dame. Make sure y'all cop up on the CEO sneaker
shit.
Line.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you the network?
American New Network.
American New.
It gotta make sense. Like right now, like what we said earlier, 6 months.
No, I wasn't even asking that. are you tapped in with America New and everything definitely, that's going on? Because definitely. I've had conversations with people, and I've been trying to explain to them. Like, people don't understand the gravity of having your own network right. situation.
Right.
And on a scale, I have mine, but that's a different thing. And it's like, yo, y'all don't know what
the
power is.
The CPMs
that.
And all.
Yeah, like, it's just different.
And so. It seemed like he's on, like, I am... spreading the words for the Rock the Mic podcast. It seems like he's on a media campaign tour, and he's giving the knowledge of CPMs, just trying to educate the public of.
Because he was the first one to tell y'all about direct to consumer in our fucking community. But go ahead.
Facts. That's definitely a fact.
And y'all told him he was crazy. Now y'all all trying to do it.
I'm pretty sure they told you you was crazy before you started your media empire.
Yeah, for different reasons.
Yeah. They said I was crazy for doing what I was doing, but yeah, look at
See,
it.
See, I didn't really tell too many people that weren't creatives about what Sippin' with Sammy, what the idea and all of that was, because this was in the making for way longer than yours. Mm. And I'm not saying that. I'm saying that respectfully. Like,
right. I'm not a podcaster. I had a great idea.
I was a rapper. And I still am, but I had an opportunity that was brought to me by a platform where they said that I could be on a radio remotely. I could do the street team type of right. shit, like I had my own segment.
Right.
And I'm like, I'll do Sippin' with Sammy and go to your bar or your living room, drink with you, interview you, send it to them. I ain't never got to go to the studio. I could just live my life and run right. the streets like I regularly do, right? Then podcasting came along 10 years later. Or 8 years, you know, years later.
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, I always did want to do this thing. Where I sit with people in a comfortable environment.
Right.
That's why we made this a traveling space. But, like, I really didn't... People saw... I branded it, but I didn't tell anybody that couldn't be beneficial, or whether as a guest or a host.
You ain't put no bad energy in it.
I didn't let it. I wasn't fighting that fight, bro. Right. I can't do everything and fight that when I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Like, but with you, you did that in 2 years. That's why it's remarkable. That's why even when you say 2 years, I think you think that's a long time. Like, it's funny. When you said it, I'm like, 2 years is decent.
But the planning
and
out.
And to do it with people, my bad. To do it with somebody that you came up with that wasn't necessarily on your hip the whole time, but y'all still share right. perspective, and he gained in the world the same way you did. I think that's fire in 2 years.
Right.
In 6 months.
Like, we never had a disrespectful, or of course we had arguments, but it was like respectful.
We debate hard.
Yeah. But it was never a thought of us fighting, or we never had a disrespectful argument. So it made sense to bring him along. And not even to bring him along sounds so like
add him to the situation.
Yeah,
add him to the situation.
Then twin made sense because we, like I said, everything moves better when you have a female involved.
Next time you pull up, you gotta at least bring.
Yeah,
one
that,
with
like
you.
It's so our schedules. Like I said, Leak is the A&R state property. Those guys are crazy, respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
So like he's busy.
Mm-hmm.
Twin. Manager,
got a lot going on. You just said all this shit.
And that's why I came up with the idea of the Rock the Mic media tour. So I'm gonna take the initiative to
run around,
to shake hands, kiss babies, and make America great again.
So what platforms have you hit so far?
Shout out to Ape Effects Podcast. Shout out to The Voice Hour. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Air It Out Radio. Mm-hmm. Did a couple others, but forgive me, y'all. But we about to span up to New York and Boston next month. So. Yeah.
You doing a real tour.
Yeah. I'm gonna give y'all game.
Talk to them. They like games.
Since we both come from the music world, I believe in treating everything like an album. So I got the Rock the Mic podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my album. What do you do once the album is done and mixed and everything?
Same thing in every hustle. You gotta get out the house with it.
You gotta shake hands, kiss babies, and make America great again.
Yeah.
Grab you by the cycle.
Ain't no point in having work and sitting on your couch.
Right. So you gotta get out there and you gotta speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where, but you gotta know how to speak. And I know I'm never gonna get on camera and make myself look foolish and make my mom ashamed of me. So just reach out to different platforms that you have relationships with or you know of in a professional manner, like I did you, and it'll work. I'm on Sippin' with Sammy.
Well,
we kind of knew each other though, but it's still his podcast though. Like he could have said no.
It's a thing. But like, you know, very protective over the space, and you know a space you win better than they do. Everybody can't come through it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I had to learn that the hard way though. I'm just learning that 7 months ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I thought I could take everybody, but you can't.
Nah, I went through some things recently in recent years, but I actually walked them off and ain't say nothing for the most part. Because it was just like, yeah. But what I realized is, in this generation, you don't say nothing, they just make up their own stories, but nothing was detrimental, so I let them run with it.
Right, right. And you can't control the narrative of other people. You can only control your narrative and finish your story.
And I know my intentions and what I've done and haven't done.
Exactly.
And so, I'm not ashamed of a goddamn thing.
Exactly.
I'm even proud of motherfuckers that have separated from me that are successful. Yeah. Because I don't know if they'd have been in that position if I didn't do the one thing.
Exactly. As long as when you wake up in the morning after you wash your face and you look in the mirror, you cool?
I'm super good. Because you know what I'm doing after that? Straight to my money. And that's, you know what I mean? What you eat don't make me shit. Like, that's the thing.
Respectfully.
That's the thing. Now, random.
Okay.
State Property 1 and State Property 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which album do you resonate with the most or think was the best product?
That's a good one.
Yes, because they're completely different
for real reasons. I was at different stages of my life when they both came out.
Which is the thing too.
Yeah. So when one came out, I probably was about 15. So I mean, you know how when you're 15, you think you're a grown man. So mm-hmm. I'm smelling myself and everything. But when 2 came out, I think I was just about to graduate high school, and I still didn't figure it out yet, but I was a little bit more seasoned on how to conduct myself and everything. So when 1 came out, I knew what they was talking about, I heard it, but when 2 came out, I resonated, because
it's 2 for you?
It's 2.
It's 2. A lot of PD Crack remixes on that one.
Yeah, and 2 2 was the catapult for also PD and Chris and Eve, because you know Tough Love came
Tough
out.
Love.
Shout out to Chris and Eve too. They got a 20th anniversary for Tough Love.
That's coming up
at the Fillmore May 3rd. Yep. Make sure y'all get y'all tickets, y'all.
Absolutely. I fuck around and be there. I'm usually at the Fillmore events.
You definitely gonna be there.
I'm gonna see you.
We gonna be.
I'm gonna be there. But definitely shout out to them. And just like I've always said,
shout out to Dope Shows. They throwing an event.
Yeah, it's a Dope Shows event for sure. I've always said that when it comes to Philly, because there's a lot of talent in Philly when it comes to MCs, I always said that Petey and Chris will always be top 5 most versatile. Maybe top 3, because you can't take Thought out of nothing. But like when it comes down to like deliveries, flows, understanding the patterns, you know what I mean? Pockets, shit that you know as an MC, like, bro, the shit that they do sometimes is just like...
And you know Chris don't write either.
No, he just studies the fucking music.
Yeah.
Like, he's a student, for real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's scary.
It meant a lot when he said, when the house was run house, I was the kid rocking shells. I identified with that. You know what I mean? I identified with that. So it's like, just my personal opinion, I think every time motherfuckers talk about motherfuckers going crazy in the city, I be like, y'all can't take Petey and Gunna off of nothing. Off of nothing. They got to be on every list right now, yo.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I agree with that. Petey has the whole Spanish community behind him. And you know how big the Spanish community is in Philadelphia. As well as the regular community.
All the niggas fuck with him too.
And Petey flow is so crazy. Only Petey can rap like Petey.
Only
Petey can do that. If anybody else do that, it's not going to work.
Well, sometimes when you see something done, then you can emulate.
You still got to throw a little bit of you in that.
Exactly.
You can't do exactly what he does.
His pockets are crazy.
And Gunna, come on. Like, we don't even got to. Like,
one of the things that I was recently corrected on, my perception was, since Petey is Spanish, and the Spanish support they folks so much, right?
For sure.
And he already got our validation. I was like, he should either, and we know Fat Joe didn't like him being in Crack, but I feel like he should have been with Terror Squad, or he should have been with Nori, just to get that Spanish, you know, that love from the other side. And then somebody corrected me and said, Nori never put nobody on music.
Shout out to Nori. No, I think if you'll notice, State Property really didn't really get the run. Everything was once everything was being set up for them to Rockefeller was no more. Dipset had kind of a head start because Cam was in the game a little bit more, and he
like you knew, said, knew he what was figured going the game on. Out, yeah.
Like he had staff, he hired interns and all. I don't think I wasn't in the buildings back then, but I don't think State Property had like interns or vice presidents or you know what I'm saying structure. To you know,
Cam even said they used to be questioning him, like, why are you
exactly? Yeah. To like, I believe if they had that, it would have been they probably would have signed the whole Philly DVD era,
yeah.
Joey, Meek, from Joey to Meek to Reed to NH, everybody. Like,
and I ain't gonna lie, one thing about it, as much as we wind up seeming divided at one point, motherfuckers, when they had opportunities, was running niggas up to New York through them buildings, trying to get them
for sure, for sure, for sure. Everybody, like, Bean said he bought everybody he could up New York once he got on. Mm-hmm. So, but it transitioned to a point where he became the guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, and I think people forget, there was a time where they were saying that Beans was the next big.
Yeah. He actually auditioned to be in Biggie movie, I think.
If you look at the source, or was Double XL the source? It's the one with them on the cover with the elephant looking leather jackets on.
Mm.
And Dame is on the inside, and he like, yo, the illest nigga I ever heard since Big was Beans. Beans was, they was lining him up to be the next Big in their head. Now, you know, every man walked different, but that was their perception of his greatness, his possibility of greatness. And that's why when Jay said the things like, I try to tell you the difference between streets and the fame and all, like, it was a real thing to him because, like, they thought they had the next one, which in a lot of ways they did. But with a lot of turmoil, we missed certain
peaks. Exactly. And hopefully Beans can come up on this platform and bless the platform and tell his story. But Beans is definitely one of those guys. And he
helped a lot of people, yo.
It reminded everybody, like, it definitely reminded, it ain't had to remind me, but it opened my eyes even more seeing it, like, up close and personal. I've been to Beanie Sigel concerts, but it was, the last one, his 50th anniversary was different.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, the crowd didn't give him a chance to rap his own work.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, I got a little, again, I'm a man with honor, but I have an ego.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting up in VIP, and I'm starting to really feel myself a little bit. Pause, excuse my language. So I'm starting to tell people, I'm like, once he brought Free out, I knew it was only a matter of time until he performed Rock the Mic. Again, we come from a music background. It's a set.
Right.
So hear me out.
Uh-huh.
So I'm starting to tell people, I'm like, because we was up on the Met is weird. It's no, like, back. You can't be backstage. Mm-hmm. It's like, you got it. The VIP is up top. So we up top. Pause. I said, look down when they perform Rock the Mic. That's all I ask. When they perform Rock the Mic. I wasn't drunk. I ain't drank no liquor that day. Like,
no little mama.
Yo, the building shook. I wasn't tripping.
Mm-hmm.
I was sober.
Mm-hmm.
The building shook.
Mm-hmm.
He put the mic out to the crowd, and I got What It Takes to Rock. And before I knew it, I'm looking up in my section, and everybody, like, I see all these lights on me. And I'm like, why are y'all filming me and Beans right there? They're like, look what you did. So I look down. So what I told them to do, I forgot to do, basically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I look down, I'm like, whoa. Period. You're welcome.
You're all welcome. Enjoy.
Enjoy. Oh, you be tuned in.
No, shout out
the pain in the ass, man. Pause.
Shout out, man. I'm with everything. But one thing for sure, two things for certain, man, you're going to have a hell of a journey on this side.
I appreciate you, man.
And I think that I'm glad you could run around with a camera because they're going to have to see some of this shit. You're going to have to show people how to do this thing
right. And
how to do it with integrity.
And I'm still learning.
And
I'm still learning. And like, and I'm a guy, I respect the culture. I still don't consider myself as a podcaster. I'm still in training, and everything's still new, but I'm not going to go into any lane or any world and disrespect it, saying I'm the greatest of all time or, you know, but, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to treat everybody with respect and come at it with respect and work as hard as I can. That's all I can do.
I'm 250 plus episodes in, and I'm not.
Shout out to you, yo. You.
I'm not.
We got seven episodes. I think I got more interviews. Like, outside interviews from the tour than episodes. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But, like, I'm not a podcaster. I'm a media personality. And I realized a long time ago that I became a part of the media space, and it's undeniable because I get press passes and I get invited to do red carpets and I'm backstage. And I'm, but at the same time, my only goal was, if I'm going to be in this space, to not interrogate people, because I've been an artist before and it's corny. It's corny as hell to answer the same
And that's why you're winning, because you've been on both sides.
I thought that about you when you started talking, and you was like, and I was, I started from being an artist. I'm like, then yeah, because you gonna respect it in a way that other people don't. It's certain things we could have learned from going to school for this shit, and there's other things that we learned from having to be on the other side.
Experience. Like, shout out to the guy that grew up down the street from me. He's a master carpenter, but he has no degrees or nothing. But he can do the same thing a person that can. But he just never, you know. So yeah, that's real.
That's how it go, man. Tell the people how to keep up with you, man.
Follow the Rock the Mic page on Instagram at Rock the Mic Right, and definitely subscribe, like, share, whatever. Rock the Mic Podcast on YouTube. Just type in Rock the Mic Podcast. Everything gonna pop up along with Beanie Sigel and free video.
My guy. Yo, man, once again, I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate for inviting me to your podcast. And this, man, bro, this is the first of many, man. And also, I gotta bring the girls up, man. Shout out Lady Spark. Shout out Maya Allure. Shout out Hot Shock. Shout out Magic with Two Eyes. We gotta bring the girls up, man.
Yeah,
they gonna give you, man, they are beautiful black sisters, queens, goddesses that's taking care of business with honor, with, man, I'll let them tell their own story, but shout out to Leak Don't Speak Much, shout out to Twin, shout out to the whole Rock the Mic Podcast staff. I don't do this alone. I'm not taking no type of credit that I'm the guy. It's a team behind, it's a team with me, and we here. So again, thank you for inviting me on your platform, man.
Appreciate you, bro. It's been a pleasure, and I welcome the energy from the ladies whenever they ready. We gonna figure something out, man.
Absolutely.
Real rap, but this is Sippin' with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash, and only the one and only Sippin' with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool Roog. If you ain't sippin' with Sammy, you ain't sippin' right. Please get your fucking life together.
Fucking yuppie transplant. Move the fuck out. Get out of our fucking city. You ain't even fucking born here.
Shit, bro.
I'm tired of you, motherfucker.
Nah, man. Appreciate it.
What the fuck?
Mr. Drop that beat.
Smiling, doing 90 on an hour. Pre-rolls got me feeling molly. Locks blowing, everything already. Fly team, mobbing right behind me.
Up, they know me. Sippin' Sam the OG. Get slammed the whole P. You don't know me, don't approach me. Faces but for COVID. If you know room, you know this. Clouds linger the whole shit. Can't smoke where I'ma smoke, bitch. Drink that, toast this. Don't lean back cause I'm focused. Clone yank, that's my twist. Squad here, that's mob shit. Pull up, it's true. No gang shit, we don't bang shit. We don't blame chips, no lame shit. And this game, bitch, it's the same shit.
Smiling, doing 90 on an hour. Pre-rolls got me feeling Miley. Locks blowing, everything already. Fly team, mobbing right behind me.
Get the weight up, work out. I'm out all day with that work box. Sipping whole time, no whole ride. This is a lifetime, no rollout. Fly team, that's how I twist. Trick what? This ain't that bitch. Cans of oil, get slick. Sip with Sammy, get lit. Get turned, get chicks. Don't get dragged out this bitch. Don't get dragged around this sitch. You get crazy, me stitch. Keep it low, just me, my people, my bottles, my reefer, the G-Shop. We rock where I go. Yo!
Smiling, doing 90 on an hour. Pre-rolls got me feeling molly. Locks blowing, everything already. Fly team, mobbing right behind me.